This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, appeals public to remain alert to possibility of online fraud. Central Committee meeting of Rashtriya Swatantra Party underway in Kathmandu. Waterbird census begins nationwide today. And World Food Programme seeks $404 million to provide food aid in South Sudan. Now the news in detail. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police has appealed to the public to remain alert to the possibility of falling victim to online fraud. CIB spokesperson Superintendent of Police Hovendra Bogati stated that the complaints about online fraud were reported from various parts of the country, including Pokhara and Chitwan, which are currently under investigation. Issuing a 7-point appeal, the CIB warned the public about the growing threat of online fraud carried out through social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, WhatsApp, Messenger, Viber and Imo. In these scams, victims often receive calls or messages claiming to be from digital wallets, banks or financial institutions. Government employees and the general public are among those being targeted. The CIB has expressed serious concern over the rise in such fraudulent activities and urged people to be cautious of any calls asking for their OTP, which means one-time password, in various contexts. In case of any information about the alleged fraudsters, the Bureau has urged the public to report the matter to the CIB or the nearest Nepal police office. The Central Committee meeting of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is underway in Kathmandu. Acting spokesperson of the party, Manish Jha, said that on the first day of the meeting today, the Central Committee will discuss the ordinance related to the Cooperatives 2081 Bikram Samvat and the bills registered in the Parliament. He added that the party's views on these legislations will also be presented in the meeting. The Central Committee members will also discuss the party's organisational structure, strategy, party strengthening and revival, making an assessment on these topics. The Central Committee meeting will review the local level election results, besides holding and reporting on contemporary political issues. The World Braille Day is being marked today. The main objective of the World Braille Day, which has been celebrated since the year 2019, is to raise awareness of the importance of the Braille as a means of communication in the full realization of human rights for blind and partially sighted people. Even under normal circumstances, persons with disabilities who account to 1 billion people worldwide are less likely to access healthcare, education, employment, and to participate in the community, according to the United Nations. They are more likely to live in poverty, experience high rates of violence, neglect, and abuse, and are among the most marginalized in any crisis-affected community. Braille is essential in the context of education, freedom of expression and opinion, as well as social inclusion as reflected in Article 2 of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. A census of water birds is taking place across lakes, rivers, ponds and wetland areas throughout the country from today until the 19th of January. Conducted annually on the first Saturday of January, this census aims to gather data on the number of species and habitats of water birds. Lakshman Prasad Baudel, a senior ornithologist who with the Nepalese Ornithological Union, noted that information will be collected on water-dependent and migratory birds. Last year's census covered key regions like Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve and various national parks, and these regions will be included this year as well. However, some mountainous lakes such as Gokyo and Gosai Kunda have not had regular censuses, and bird watchers have been asked to report sightings in these areas. Karnali province is estimated to have a growth rate of 3.39% in fiscal year 2024-25. According to a study conducted by Nepal Rashtra Bank, the gross domestic product is expected to increase by 3.87% in this fiscal year. Nepal Rashtra Bank released its annual economy activity study report for the fiscal year 2024-25, prepared based on an on-site study carried out in Salyan, Kalikot, Dailek and Surkhet districts, and the non-on-site study conducted in Rukum West, Dolpa, Jumla, Mugu, Jajarkot and Humla districts. The first ever China Film Day will be held in Kathmandu on the 9th of January to promote cultural relations between Nepal and China. The event will take place at Chaya Center in Tamil, aiming to strengthen the cinematic and cultural ties between the two nations and foster collaboration in storytelling and film production. This event is jointly organized by the China Film Administration, the Chinese Embassy in Nepal, the China Film Archive and the Nepal Film and Cultural Academy. Three acclaimed Chinese films will be screened, followed by an engaging interaction with the filmmakers. This will provide a valuable platform for cultural exchange and dialogue. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The World Food Programme, WFP, said it requires $404 million to support the urgent humanitarian needs of millions of crisis-affected people in South Sudan over the next 6 months. In its latest report, the World Food Programme said that South Sudan is facing crises that continue to push millions of families into new levels of vulnerability. The country continues to grapple with a long-standing humanitarian crisis marked by chronic food and nutrition insecurity, the report said, adding that the ongoing conflict in Sudan has worsened the situation, driving 892,000 people into South Sudan by the 30th of November 2024. Out of 7.7 million, 2.5 million people are expected to face emergency levels of food insecurity, with 63,000 at catastrophic levels, according to the report. The World Food Programme also noted that 2.1 million children aged 6 to 59 months and 1.1 million pregnant and breastfeeding women are likely to suffer from acute malnutrition. In December 2024, the World Food Programme called on donors to provide early funding for 2025 operations to enable the prepositioning of food supplies and prevent spiraling operational cost and hunger throughout 2025. Microsoft has earmarked $80 billion in fiscal 2025 to build data centers designed to handle artificial intelligence workloads, according to the company. The tech giant plans to build out AI-enabled data centers to train AI models and deploy AI and cloud-based applications around the world, Microsoft said in a blog post on Friday. Of the $80 billion allocation, more than half will be spent in the United States, according to Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. The company's 2025 fiscal year ends in June. Microsoft and OpenAI were reportedly in talks regarding the construction of a data center facility that would contain an AI supercomputer dubbed Stargate. The facility was estimated to cost over $100 billion to build. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, appeals public to remain alert to possibility of online fraud. Central Committee meeting of Rashtriya Swatantra Party underway in Kathmandu. Water bird census begins nationwide today. World Food Programme seeks $404 million to provide food aid in South Sudan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.